The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly, and on today's program, we are beginning our coverage of the Allerton Music Barn Festival. It's a production of the School of Music at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. It's the sixth annual such festival at the barn out at Allerton Park and Retreat Center in Monticello. And it opens on Thursday. Opening night will feature the Jupiter String Quartet, who are the new string quartet in residence at the University of Illinois. They are going to be on tomorrow's show. And on Saturday, there's a tribute to jazz saxophonist Oliver Nelson's The Blues and the Abstract Truth, featuring the University of Illinois jazz faculty. Sunday morning, it is a Bach cantata, as has become the tradition. And on Monday morning, not Monday evening, but Monday morning, Labor Day morning, they're calling it an old-fashioned Salute to Labor Day band concert, essentially. And I skipped over Friday on purpose because it's Friday's concert that we're going to be previewing on today's show. It's the, I believe, the first presentation of a Gilbert and Sullivan operetta at the Allerton Festival. It's the Pirates of Penzance, certainly one of their most popular, and it will feature members of the University of Illinois faculty, students, and others in the orchestra. We have a preview featuring the conductor and the director and the artistic director and several cast members. It'll be live in our studio, Gilbert and Sullivan, happening at the Allerton Music Barn Festival on Live and Local. Stay tuned. And that is the overture to Gilbert and Sullivan's operetta, The Pirates of Penzance, in a performance here by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner. Pirates of Penzance is going to be presented at the Allerton Music Barn Festival at Allerton Park in Monticello. Friday night, it is the second concert in the sixth annual Allerton Music Barn Festival, presented by the School of Music at the University of Illinois. And as I mentioned earlier, that will open on Thursday night with the Jupiter String Quartet, who are the brand new quartet in residence at the University of Illinois. They'll be on tomorrow's Live and Local, and that'll be their first appearance on the show. So I'm really looking forward to meeting and hearing them and helping to introduce our local public to these new folks who are going to be very important to the university. The operetta will be conducted by Ian Hobson, who is with us on the show today. Stage director is Dawn Harris. She's also playing the role of Ruth. And artistic director is Nicholas Temperley, along with graduate students and other faculty members at the University of Illinois in the cast and others as well, and an orchestra to boot. Nicholas, curious about the role of artistic director. What does that mean beyond stage director?
Well, I don't think it's really I'm around if any advice is needed, but I'm primarily going to talk about a little bit about the pieces and the background of Gilbert and Sullivan's operas, which I've been an enthusiast all my life, and it's a good chance to not only to hear the music, but to get a little bit about the background behind it, the historical background and so on.
Have you ever had a chance yourself to play in a Gilbert and Sullivan opera?
Oh, yes, but not publicly. I mean, I've been doing them for years in our house and so on.
But never in public?
No, I don't think so.
How come?
This time I'm going to be playing the piano, but not alone, with a small orchestra that's been got together, a reduced instrumental group, which will be accompanying it at this performance, and I'll be playing the piano in this.
With Ian, of course, conducting. And Ian, you must have led Gilbert and Sullivan before.
I've been familiar with it for a long time. I've never actually done any Gilbert
really?
And Sullivan, no.
How did you avoid it?
I don't know. It's everybody in England knows this, or they think they know the music and the musicals and the operettas, but there's just fantastic quality of lyrics and music, and it's just endured for all this time.
So if you've avoided it all this time, why not keep avoiding it?
Well,
nobody asked before.
When asked, I serve. It's the slave to duty.
very appropriate. That is the subtitle, I believe, of The Pirates of Penzance. And Don Harris, who is stage directing this, has been stage directing Gilbert and Sullivan for a very long time. What appeals to you about it?
I think I started my first GNS when I was a mere high school girl. I did summer stock. I've done every single Gilbert and Sullivan except for Thespis. And I've played most of the soprano roles, the mezzo roles, and now I'm going into the old lady roles because I am one now. So, yes, I started directing probably about 15 years ago. And I don't know, it's just, it's in me. It's a part of me. I know the style. For many years, worked with someone who is a part of a lineage that could go all the way back to Gilbert and Sullivan. So I learned the traditions along the way, and I just want to keep perpetuating them to the younger generations.
And am I correct in thinking that this is the first time Ellerton, that this festival has presented Gilbert and Sullivan?
Yes, or and I believe was motivated largely by Nicholas Temperley. And so I thank you. But I would like to say I hope it's not our last GNS.
Well, we'll see how many people show up, I guess. Right?
Well, it's been vastly oversold, I believe. And so we're hoping for a second performance. People should look out for advertising of this.
Oh, it's already? It's already?
Yes, we have in the works a possible, and I say possible, second performance. So hopefully you will announce that for us if it should come
if it
to
should
pass.
Come, let us know.
It will be still at the barn, and it will be Sunday or Monday following the Friday performance.
Okay,
if
it comes to pass, let us know as soon as we can, and as you can, and we'll go on. Well, I know we have a bit of a synopsis. I actually just saw this A production at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan, and that was a lot of fun. That was my first time seeing the show. And it is a bit convoluted, as Gilbert and Sullivan tends to be. So Professor Temperley, I believe, has a bit of an introduction to what goes on here, and we're going to launch into some of the music as well.
Yes, well, it's about Frederick, this pirate. As long as he can remember, he's been apprenticed to a band of pirates, which is kind of an absurd idea to start with. But they have their headquarters in a rocky inlet on the Cornish seacoast. Now he's reached his 21st birthday, his apprenticeship is over, and he's welcomed as a fully-fledged member of the gang. But, to the surprise of the pirate king and his followers, he says he's going to leave them forever. They are amazed, because they'd always thought he was a loyal comrade. He says his heart was never in it, and he only followed them because it was his duty under his indentures, and he was a slave of duty. That's the subtitle of the opera, The Slave of Duty. Indeed, he only became a pirate apprentice by mistake, and his old nurse Ruth, now the pirate's maid of all work, steps forward to explain what happened. Ruth is the typical older woman contralto who is found in every Savoy opera, and is often rather cruelly handled by Gilbert. Here she is telling her story in a simple three-verse song. Dawn Harris, accompanied by Ian Hobson.
He proved so brave and daring. His father thought he'd apprentice him to some career seafaring. I was, alas, his nursery maid, and so it fell to my lot to take and bind the promising boy apprentice to a pilot. A life not bad for a hardy lad, though surely not a high lot. Though I'm a nurse, you might do worse than make your boy a pilot. Mm-hmm. was a stupid nursery maid on breakers always steering. And I did not catch the word aright through being hard of hearing. Mistaking my instructions, which within my brain did gyrate, I took and bound this promising boy apprentice to a pirate. A sad mistake it was to make and doom him to a vile lot. I bound him to a pirate, you, instead of to a pilot. I soon found out beyond all doubt the scope of this disaster, but I hadn't the face to return to my place and break it to my master. A nursery maid is not afraid of what you people call work. So I made up my mind to go as a kind of piratical maid of all work. And that is how you find me now, a member of your shy lot, which you wouldn't have found had he been bound apprentice to a pilot.
In the dialogue that follows, we realize that Frederick is planning to change his lifestyle and companions, but it's not quite as abruptly as he now tells his mates.
This afternoon my obligation ceases. Individually I love you all with affection unspeakable, but collectively I look upon you with a disgust that amounts to absolute detestation. Oh, pity me, my beloved friends, for such is my sense of duty that once out of my indentures I shall feel myself bound to devote myself, heart and soul, to your extermination.
So the Pirate King now realizes that Frederick will soon be working for his extermination. But meanwhile he introduces himself defiantly with a noble song. Gilbert here gets in a dig at some of the European monarchs of his time, such as King Leopold of the Belgians and Kaiser Wilhelm I of Germany. Here we have Ricardo Herrera singing the part of the Pirate King.
Better far to live and die, under the brave black flag I fly, than play a sanctimonious part with a pirate head and a pirate heart. Away to the cheating world go you, where pirates all are well to do, but I'll be true to the song I sing and live and die a pirate. King, for I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king, for I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king. Hood up for the Pirate King! When I sally forth to seek my prey, I help myself in a royal way. I sink a few more ships, it's true, than a well-bred monarch ought to do. But many a king on a first-class throne, if he wants to call his crown his own, must manage somehow to get through more dirty work than ever I do. For I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king, for I am a pirate king. And it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king.
Charles arrives in the pirate's lair looking for a suitable place for their picnic lunch. One of them, Mabel, instantly falls in love with Frederick, and much of the rest of the opera is about the twists and turns that take place before they can be united at the end. Here is her famous waltz song, Poor Wandering One, where she expresses her hope that she can redeem Frederick from his wicked past and is backed up by the other girls. It seems to be a parody of Gounod's Faust, and Mabel, like Gretchen in Faust, seems to forget about the love at first sight that she's supposed to be expressing and devotes her attention and Ted instead to the elaborate coloratura of her song.
Thus ends Act One. Well, not exactly, but little highlights from Act One of Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance, which will be presented at the Allerton Music Barn at Allerton Park in Monticello Friday night, starting at 7:30, production of the University of Illinois School of Music in the 6th Annual Allerton Music Barn Festival. We have heard so far, well, I guess we've heard everybody who's in the room. Nicholas Temperley, who is artistic director for the event, is providing our narration. Ian Hobson, who will be conducting, is at the piano, although Nicholas will be at the piano at the event itself. Don Harris is the stage director and also in the role of Ruth, the old nurse. Nicholas pointed out as these, I guess, various stereotypes and stock characters that show up in Gilbert and Sullivan, and that represents one of them. Ricardo Herrera, who is of the University of Illinois faculty, as the others have we've mentioned so far, are as well, in the role of the Pirate King. Griffin Candy in the role of Frederick, the formerly indentured pirate, and Lindsay Eckhart in the role of Mabel, who, as it turns out, is the one of the daughters of the Major General, who will appear later and will be played in this production by University of Illinois voice faculty member Gerald Sienna. And that should be amusing to see, I'm sure, as well. And we'll have highlights in a moment from Act Two. Let me mention that our broadcast on Live and Local is made possible today with support from Sweeney Brothers Carpet and Rug Gallery of Bloomington, a Norrison preferred dealer at 11 Westport Court on Bloomington's east side. Sweeney Brothers, where the beauty of a room starts with the floor. Nicholas, you, as I said, you mentioned that Ruth is sort of one of the stock types of characters that show up in Gilbert and Sullivan. Are there others?
And well, there's always the love, the pair of lovers, of course. There's usually an older man who sings a patter song. We have one of those, of course, the Major General.
And a patter song, is, for those who don't know the term?
A song where the words come out so fast that you can hardly hear them, and the music doesn't amount to very much, but the jokes are about topical things of the time. Actually, in this production, we're following an old tradition by putting in a special verse that refers to our time and place rather than the place, time and place of the original opera. This is just to add a little bit of fun to the whole thing.
Other stock characters? I mean, is the pirate king at all representative of a particular type?
Not especially, I would say. No. But, I mean, it varies somewhat with the story, of course.
And Dawn, I assume, given the setup at the Allison Music Barn, that this is not going to be a fully staged event.
No, it isn't, but I would like to announce that yesterday I staged this entire piece in one day.
So, congratulations.
So what we're going to do, it is semi-staged. We're going to have the chorus on stage, and we have our little small ensemble of instruments, orchestra. But the leads are going to move about and actually do quite a bit of staging, a little bit of dancing, too. We're going to have costumes. So it's semi-staged. I just couldn't resist myself.
Will this come as a shock to the leads that you just staged this and they have to dance?
Well, they didn't seem too shocked yesterday, but we'll see how the week progresses.
I assume this is not a complicated choreography.
No. We're just doing a little heel-toe step-ball change.
Are there? Does this make any particular challenge to present Gilbert and Sullivan without sets, or where you have some form of costumes?
Yeah, we have a few costumes because I felt like that would really help the audience visually identify the characters. But I believe I cast this very well. That's 99% of a successful production. Is in the casting. But with the costumes, I mean, the characters really come to life. We have all the hats and, you know, the jacket for the Major General and the parasol for Mabel. We have the props. So I think without a set, the audience really will be able to visualize the setting and really, you know, go into another world with us.
And imagine the barn as a ship of sorts. It sort of looks like one just upside down.
Exactly.
I suppose if you think about it.
That's a good way of looking at it.
And is all of the cast from the School of Music either faculty or students? Or not
we
necessarily?
We have a couple local people in the chorus, a couple people that I've worked with in other shows, and then we have Stephen Fiol as the sergeant of police. Now, he's not a regular faculty member, although he's guest directed many main stage operas at the U of I. So he's essentially one of us, and he is
honorary
hilarious.
Faculty member.
Yeah, he's hilarious in this. He might even steal the show if we're not all careful.
I have seen him do that before on stage at the Krannert Center, in particular Deflator Mouse, as I recall.
Oh.
Is that the one
was
where
he
there's
that
he was the jailer? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
And the show was gone from that moment on.
Yeah, I believe it.
So look out, everybody else. Do your roles with great strength. We're talking about the Pirates of Penzance. Now, I said operetta. Nicholas, you said opera.
Well, that
in
they,
reference to this.
Gilbert and Sullivan called them. Every one of them had a title page with opera, the word opera in it. Operetta has been applied more recently.
Well, an operetta generally is not much of a stage beyond musical theater, in that there's spoken dialogue, plenty of it, plus the songs, whereas opera generally has no spoken dialogue at all.
Well, the Magic Flute does, the Fidelio does.
Generally.
You know, there's no reason why they shouldn't be called operas.
Right. Just asking for the sake of it. So I will call it an opera, the Gilbert and Sullivan Pirates of Penzance, happening at the Allison Music Barn, Friday night, 7:30, and perhaps another performance yet to be announced, although it won't be announced today. That remains to be seen. If you want information on the other Allerton Barn shows, of course, you can go to their website, which is allertonmusicbarn.com. It's got all the details there. You can also listen throughout the week here to Live and Local. We'll be featuring all of them at one point or another tomorrow. Jupiter String Quartet will be on the show playing for us live. We'll carry on with Act Two.
Well, by a series of twists, it turns out in Act Two that Frederick does have to continue to be loyal to the pirates, and he's going to have to give up for Mabel, or so he thinks. And there's a very powerful trio and a passionate duet where they say farewell to each other. We realize that it's not really going to turn out that way, but it is a tragic and really the dramatic climax of the opera, very powerfully set by Sullivan and sung by the three principal characters.
Away, away, my heart's on fire, I burn this base deception to repay. This very night, my vengeance dire shall glut itself in gore. Away, away,
away, away, and I expire, I find my duty hard to do today. My heart is filled with anguish dire, it strikes me to the core. Away, away,
with falsehood foul he tricked us of a bride, and vengeance how the pirates so decide. On each stern he softened with his lies, and in return tonight the traitor dies.
Yes, yes, tonight the traitor dies.
Yes, yes, tonight the traitor dies.
Tonight he dies.
Yes, so early tomorrow
his girls likewise.
They were watered in sorrow,
the ones who smart
in their natures and cherish,
and all who plot
to abuse it shall perish. Tonight he dies, it's so early tomorrow his girls likewise, they were watered in sorrow, the ones who smart in their natures they cherish, and all who plot to abuse it shall perish. Away, 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 tonight the traitor dies.
Has just been made. Mabel, my dearly loved one, I bound myself to serve the pirate captain until I reached my 21st birthday.
But you are 21.
I've just discovered that I was born in leap year, and that birthday will not be reached by me till 1940.
Oh, horrible catastrophe appalling!
And so farewell!
Mama! Oh, Frederick, hear me!
But Winston duty calls, I must obey.
Stay, Frederick, stay.
Mabel, may.
They have no claim.
But duty's name
of sorrow.
My sorrow falls, but Winston duty calls.
Stay, Frederick, stay.
I must obey.
Day by day,
sky is dark and drear, and sorrow all supreme. When nature day by day will sing in altered tone this joyous roundelay, he loves thee, he is gone. Fa la la la, fa la la la. He loves thee, he is gone. In 1940 I of age shall be. I'll then return and claim you, I declare it.
It seems so long.
Swear that till then you will be true to me.
Yes, I'll be strong. By all the Stanleys dead and gone, I swear it.
Oh, here is love, and here is truth, and here is food for joyous laughter. You will be faithful to a sooth, till we are wed, and even after. Oh, here is love, and here is truth.
Oh, here is love, and here is truth.
She will be faithful to a sooth, till we are wed, and even after. And even after. Oh, here is love. Here is truth, and here is food for joyous laughter. She will be faithful to her sooth,
till we are wed, and even after.
She will be faithful to her sooth, till we are wed, and even after. Even after. Oh, here is love, and here is truth. Oh, here is love.
And thus ends our set of highlights from The Pirates of Penzance, Gilbert and Sullivan, which will be presented by the School of Music at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign at the 6th Annual Allerton Music Barn Festival, Friday night at 7:30. And under the stage direction of Don Harris, the baton of Ian Hobson, artistic director Nicholas Temperley joined us on this program as well. In the role of Frederick, the slave to duty, is Griffin Candy. His love interest, Mabel, played by Lindsay Eckhart. Don Harris will also be in the role of Ruth, Frederick's old nurse and the pirate's maid. And as the pirate king, we had Ricardo Herrera. All of them, of course, will be at the show, with Jerry Siena joining also from the University of Illinois faculty as the major general, and other faculty, students, and community members in the cast as well. And a small-ish orchestra, I guess, up on stage joining. It's been a pleasure to hear what this, get an idea of what this show will be like, and thank all of you for coming on Live and Local today. And best of luck with the performance on Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And let me know if there's to be another, and we will get the word out as well. For more information on the Allerton Music Barn Festival, go to allertonmusicbarn.com. I'm Kevin Kelly. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. That was the overture to another Gilbert and Sullivan operetta. The Yeoman of the Guard, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner. And, of course, Arthur Sullivan is the one who wrote the music for all of those, and William Gilbert the libretto for each of the operas or operettas. Take your pick in terminology. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Among the concerts coming up is one by the Heartland Festival Orchestra to open their season very soon. They're going to be featuring the Brazil guitar duo, who were at the most recent Elnora Guitar Festival at the Krannert Center. Would have been, I believe, two falls ago, or was that just last fall? Maybe it was already. I guess it was last fall. Brazil guitar duo. I had a chance to hear them in recital at the time, talk with one of them, and we'll be talking with Douglas Laura, one of the two, coming up in advance of this opening concert. And I thought I'd play a little bit of their music, of Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. They've recorded two volumes of his music on the Naxos label. Here are a couple of movements from the Sonatina Canonica by Castelnuovo Tedesco, Brazil guitar duo, who are João Luiz and Douglas Laura, here on Live and Local. We heard the Brazil guitar duo, who are João Luiz and Douglas Laura, in two of the three movements of the Sonatina Canonica by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. That comes from Volume 1 of the Complete Music for Two Guitars by that composer, Volume 2, also on the Naxos label. And the Brazil guitar duo will be in our area on the September the 8th, and I believe they're giving a recital later that weekend as well, but they're performing with the Heartland Festival Orchestra in Peoria, specifically in Washington, Illinois, at the facility known as Five Points, Washington. That'll be on September the 8th, Saturday at 7:30 in the evening, and I'll be talking with one of their members, along with conductor David Commande, on one of the shows next week during Live and Local. On tomorrow's show, we will meet the Jupiter String Quartet, who are the new quartet in residence at the University of Illinois, replacing the Pacifica Quartet, who went elsewhere as of this fall. And the Jupiters will be opening the Allerton Barn Festival Thursday. They'll play for us live on tomorrow's Live and Local. Here are some of the other events you can go see and hear live in our listening area this week. Our calendar is still fairly incomplete. We've been working to catch up with all of the things that are indeed happening as schools start at the various universities around, and of course high schools and grade schools, and everybody's will soon be offering lots of performances here and there. But Clark Bar in downtown Champaign continues its presentation of local singer-songwriters, including Vivian McConnell and Isaac Arms, tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Tito Carrillo has his CD release party. He is a jazz trumpet player on faculty at the University of Illinois. In fact, he will be with his combo on our show playing live on Wednesday. But their CD release party and performance will be at the Iron Post in Urbana Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. Gordy Wilson plays piano at Baltini Lounge in downtown Champaign Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock. The Diva and the Dude are at Clark Bar in Champaign Wednesday evening, 6:30. It's the weekly traditional Irish music session coming back to downtown Champaign. It'll be Wednesday evening at 8:30, now at Dublin O'Neill's. David Howie is at 301 Mongolia in Champaign, Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock. It's the weekly Gunny Sack Review of bluegrass and gospel music, which you're welcome to join in on. Too many prepositions there, I guess. At the Yoder Center in Arthur, Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater presents An Evening with Patsy Cline Thursday through Saturday for dinner, 6 o'clock in Goodfield, Illinois, and then brunch time around noon on Sunday. That continues for a number of weeks yet. Chris Darby, Ed Anderson, and Jeff Arrigo will be at Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign, 8 o'clock on Thursday. University of Illinois Jazz faculty performing at the Iron Post in Urbana Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. And a faculty recital by violinist Sarah Gentry will be at Kemp Recital Hall on the university on the campus of Illinois State University in Normal Thursday night at 7:30. Here is a group that was actually recently in our area from Pittsburgh. They were performing on a show with another band called The Curses. And I played a recording at the time that was seemed to me to be somewhat unrepresentative of what they did. If you'd like to check out Broken Fences, and if you like this song, this might have give you a little better idea of what they sound like. It's simply called Song for You.
Voices capture long road ahead, not looking for a meaning, breathing in my lover's bed. Well, I don't want to scare you, but I'm feeling your soul. If lover's prayer scares you, oh, tell me I should go.
Broken Fences are Morgan Arena and Guy Russo. You're listening to 90.9 WILL-FM and HD Urbana with translators W266AF Urbana and W293AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois with additional support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector, the first-time buyer. Wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More info at the Corkscrew's Facebook page.